Welcome back to this week's edition of the Midweek Reality Check with Michael Pinto, where I try to keep Wall Street and your money real. So welcome to the Christmas Eve abbreviated version of the Midweek Reality Check. I record 52 of these such podcasts each year. And on this Christmas Eve, I usually give, or Christmas week, the Wednesday before Christmas, happens to fall on Christmas Eve this year, I give a Christmas Eve message at the end of the brief podcast. And so if you don't want to hear it, I'll let you know when you can stop listening. So here we go. The yield on the 10-year Japanese government bond recently breached the 2% mark for the first time since 1999. As the Bank of Japan raised the overnight bank lending rate to the highest level in 30 years. In fact, the JGB 10-year benchmark note breached 2.5% this week. That is because Japan's CPI is at 2.9% and has been above the BOJ's target for the past 44 months. And this rising Japanese bond yield has implications for the yen carry trade, but it also is dragging up yields globally. Global bond yields are rising. And for example, before the first of the three Fed funds rate cuts in 2025, the U.S. 10-year note yield was yielding 4.04%. That was before the first of the three cuts. And the 30-year was 4.65%, September 16, 2025. Well, the 10-year note yield is now 4.12% and the 30-year is 4.8%. So Fed rate cuts in the face of insolvency and inflation is causing long-term yields to rise because the problems of insolvency and inflation are not being addressed. And they're not going away. They're getting worse. The long end of the bond market cannot ignore this. So when you marry inflation and insolvency with the attenuation of foreign central bank buying of treasuries, think China, think Russia, think Japan, the end of the yen carry trade, and the odds are extremely high outside of a recession that bond yields are heading much higher. I mean, after all, you got nominal GDP. Is that 7, 8% nominal GDP and a 4%, just about, 4.12%, just above, 4% on the 10-year note. That 10-year note yield should be near 7 or 8% outside of a recession or a plunge in GDP growth close to zero. Because GDP growth is over 4% now, at least the way they, the Atlanta Fed calculates it and the Bureau of Labor Statistics. I'm sorry, the Bureau of Economic Analysis. So, but even if we have a recession, these yields aren't going to stay down for long. Yeah, I might buy the long end of the yield curve into a recession, which is definitely coming. We haven't abrogated the free market capital system completely, and we haven't abrogated the business cycle at all. But during a recession, the annual deficit should go to near $6 trillion, a minimum of five, but perhaps as high as six. And the massive response from both the Treasury and the Fed, think helicopter money, should cause inflation to become intractable. Stagflation, as far as the eye can see, very high levels. That's down the road. That's where we're headed. Now, spiking bond yields are number one of the two most salient risks to this massive and unprecedented and historic equity bubble in 2026. That's not my opinion that we're in an equity bubble. That is a fact. Based on nearly every metric that has ever been invented since the Buttonwood Agreement was signed in the 1700s, okay? A pullback in AI spending due to the lack of the return on investment being the other. So if think about it. After all, spending on artificial intelligence, chips, and infrastructure accounted for nearly all of the gain in the GDP and all of the earnings per share growth this year in aggregate. So if that spending doesn't have a return on investment, that spending is going to plunge and we could have a sharp pullback in both GDP and in earnings, which would cause a crash in the stock market. Now, we remain net long. I am not a perma bear. We have a very decent, solid return this year, as my clients know. I haven't been net short the market this year at all. Outside, I think, 1 week, April 2nd to April 9th, was the only week we were net short. We've been long with hedges. But we are going to keep a sharp eye out for the deterioration in credit spreads and tightening financial conditions that are in the vanguard of leading me to get more defensive and add shorts to the portfolio. Because we not only want to protect our gains and our nest egg, our retirement savings, we want to capitalize on the great and healthy and necessary reconciliation of asset prices, which promises to be the most destructive and chaotic in history. That's my charge. That's what I'm going to do. So now, if you don't want to hear my Christmas message, you can enjoy the rest of your day. This is, again, my Christmas Eve podcast. And I believe, as my clients know, and many of my audience knows, I'm a Christian. I believe God has three forms: a spirit, a son, and himself. It's almost like the three forms of water: two hydrogen molecules and an oxygen molecule, one oxygen molecule. Atom, sorry. Form the water molecule. So water can be liquid, water can be gas, and water can be frozen, ice. But it's the same molecule. So God, the Father, came to Earth in the form of a man. And that man showed us how to live and how to die and what happens when we die. Everlasting life with our Creator. And somehow, we have turned the name of Jesus, we being the liberal media, the slime balls in Hollywood, have turned the almighty name of Jesus Christ into a curse word. So it began with just saying, when you slam your finger or something shocking happens, you say, Jesus, to supplant some kind of expletive. And that wasn't good enough for them. So now, instead of saying that all the time, you can't watch a show that's not rated G without them saying Jesus as a curse word. But now they use Jesus and they say Jesus effing Christ, putting the worst curse word in the middle of his holy name. Now, I have made it a promise to myself, my family. If I see a show that uses the almighty name of God as a curse word, I turn off the program. I don't watch it anymore. And I think that we should all do the same, and we should inform Netflix and any producer in Hollywood, let them know that as Christians, we will no longer tolerate this. We will no longer tolerate God's Son, who came as a man, who was in the form of God. He was God. He was equal to God and came as a man to save us, to give us eternal life. And we've turned that name, we being Hollywood, into a curse word, and we should not allow that to happen. So maybe we should at least all pray that this changes. So I hope some of you join me in this practice, this boycott, inform producers, write to Hollywood, and maybe, just maybe, we can affect some change. So that's my Christmas message, and God bless you all, and I hope that 2026 is a year of immense peace and prosperity for us all. God bless. Thank you so much for listening to this edition of the Reality Check, 5 minutes of sanity in an insane world. Please remember, if you are not already an investor with PPS, you can email me directly using mpento@pentoport.com or call the office using 732-772-9500 to get information about our portfolio services. You should also go to Amazon and order my book, The Coming Bond Market Collapse. Subscribers should contact an investment advisor before acting on any information contained in this podcast. No information on this podcast constitutes an offer to sell or buy any financial instruments or to provide any investment services. Subscribers understand there's an inherent risk in investing. PPS is a registered investment advisor.